This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Shevins with us. He's talking about QE for the little people. Rich, please continue.
Thank you, Vince. I have an article here right in front of you, folks. It says evidence that the U.S. economy could be plunging into a very deep recession, is rapidly mounting. This is on investmentwatchblog.com. I could come up every week with 2 hours of articles that show that things are slowing down, and not just in the U.S., but worldwide. And the reason why it's slowing down a little slower, if you will, in the U.S., is because we have the world reserve currency status. We can print at will. We have certain policies that give us a little bit more of a parachute to come down a little slower. But what I'm talking about here, folks, and I started before the break, is to talk about, I realize I'm trying to shortcut a lot of what I'm saying, but I'm trying to deliver a message and contact, which is a plan for the little people, which is to lower the long end of the yield curve. In fact, I've even read recently that Switzerland has a negative 30-year yield. But can you imagine, instead of doing all this gimmickry, and it's not that what I'm suggesting isn't gimmickry, because we've lost supply and demand in free markets. What I'm trying to do is give a little bit of a parachute for the little people so they don't go off into bankruptcies, delinquencies, defaults, and just have a crappy quality of life. So if we can take that long end from the 10 to the 30 and bring it down to zero, even bring it into the negative column, and let for a couple years so the little people can catch up to admit to a deflationary, stagflationary environment, which we have, instead of making the elite turn this whole thing with MMT and universal basic income and all the welfare for the wealthy, QE, fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks, which I've talked about in great detail. Instead of doing that and turning us into a inflationary, stagflationary environment, let's give the little people a chance to catch up because they don't have any representation. And when you look at the average recession, folks, the average recession since probably the 1940s, we usually have to, once it's admitted to, the revisions are in, they can't fudge the numbers anymore, they have to usually lower the interest rate, the Fed funds rate, the short-term rate, whatever you want to call it, and it doesn't matter because everything is rigged. People say, well, they can only change the Fed funds rate, not the long-term. I call BS on that. I think everything is rigged. Everything. And we've talked about this in so much detail, and there's no consequences for these people when they rig it. Just like the LIBOR, the Forex, the silver, gold, treasuries, the VIX. We talked about all this stuff. Everything's been rigged, and nothing happens to these people. So I think they have a chance to help the little people, and they just don't want to do it. Now, when you go down, when you look at every recession that's occurred since the 40s, they usually go down an average of 500 basis points. Okay, that's 5 inflation points. Now, these days, you're not hearing the word, interest rates. You're not hearing the word in interest rate or the code talk, the semantics, the professional wordsmithing in the unit of measure of interest rates much these days, because there's been so much inversion between the short end and the long end. Again, everything from the 1 month to the 10-year has inverted. Now, if we can take that long end we can really help the little people to refinance all this debt and get them out of the woods and have a decent life. So basis points is 100 basis points in one interest rate point. And I know 99% of this audience knows that. But I just wanted to make that clear. So going back to what I'm saying, where the everything is collapsing, including credit markets. Well, if you're in a debt-backed system, credit is very important. So we're in a situation that we see lower quality being put forth for collateral. Well, that's not going to that's going to help collapse the whole system. So we need to help the bottom 93% of income earners to refinance. So borrowing and spending can be done again and not put people into bankruptcy and defaults and delinquencies, et cetera, because the cost shifting that occurs to the people who are upright is inflationary. Because the costs don't get absorbed by the companies, by big government. This is the fascist system that Donald Trump inherited. So all those costs, that cost shifting gets put on to the little people. And that's why there's an aristocracy, and that's why almost everybody else is turning into serfs. So if we don't offer incentives to lower debt, then no one will lend or borrow, because lending will be called high-risk speculation. In fact, I would label lending right now to the bottom 93% of Americans high-risk speculation. So if we bail out the people for a change instead of the bankers, of course there's going to have to be some restrictions on borrowing, like collateral, like get out of debt first before you buy something new. You know, if you have an auto loan, don't take the money you owe from the last vehicle to be absorbed into your new loan for your next vehicle. You know, that's a downhill slope that you can never recover from. Not the little people. They can't handle that. So there's got to be some type of common sense, logical restrictions. But what we've been doing, America, we've been giving no accountability sovereignty to banks and corporations over the people. Giving no accountability sovereignty to the banks and corporations over the people. So we need, at least for a couple of years, a temporary mechanism to let costs and savings of products and services get transferred to the little guy consumer. So you don't hear this from the sanctioned top-down messaging from the mainstream media, the banks, politicians, lawyers, judges. They are all bought and paid for. They don't represent you. They don't represent this audience. They represent the elite. So, Vince, I know you're very literate in finance and economic situations. What's your opinion of lowering the interest rates, like Switzerland has, which has been the number one country to live in for many, many, many decades, which they got their 30-year yield curve in negative territory right now, I believe. I mean, why can't we do this to help the little people instead of having the little people go on the street creating more Hoover cities, which is occurring all over the nation? Vince?
Mm. Yeah. Hoovervilles. That's what they used to be called, Hoovervilles, these little Hoover cities. Well, let me say this. From my perspective, I'm extremely conservative. I'm allergic to debt. I'm allergic to borrowing money. I'm even allergic to owning stock in publicly traded companies because I don't believe any of the publicly released numbers. I don't believe any of that. I don't believe companies are doing well. I think the accountants are ruining this country. They are trying to trick investors into thinking that companies are doing way better than they are. For example, I've talked about Sears. You go into a Sears store and there are more employees than customers. When did that happen? It used to be that you would get in line to get waited on. Now, the employees are looking for someone to sell something to. There's a, let me respond this way. There's an article in the Daily Mail. I'm looking at it right now. Headline, scandal-prone bean counter, KPMG fined $40 million after staff cheat on ethics exams. The staff was found cheating on ethics exams, and they got illegal tip-offs about inspections. So here's what, let me just read this. This is just one more example of what's wrong. You can't trust those who are allegedly representing the little people. Now, KPMG is one of the big four accounting and advisory firms. What do they do? Well, they're involved in audits, auditing companies, assuring that the financial statements are correct. They provide tax preparation services for large companies. They provide management consulting. They're advisors to large companies. They provide actuarial services. And they also provide corporate and financial legal services. That's what the big four accounting companies do. So KPMG is one of the big four. They were fined $40 million because the staff, meaning the employees, cheated on ethics exams and were given illegal tip-offs about inspections by regulators. So the regulators are coming. The staff gets notified illegally. The accounting firm was hit with a penalty after the United States Securities and Exchange Commission uncovered a host of bad behavior. Accountants in the firm shared answers to the internal training exams. And these exams were meant to evaluate them based on their integrity and ethics. The staff hacked into websites used to carry out the tests to make the pass score lower, allowing the staff to get through the exams even if they had less than 25% of the answers correct on the exams. We're talking about one of the biggest accounting firms in the world cheating on ethics and integrity exams. How bad can it get? I think it's pretty bad.
So it's all bought and paid for, the whole system.
Yeah, and the point is, I'm not buying any of it. I don't want to be part of this. I will not own stock. I haven't owned stock for decades. And I majored in finance and economics. I have no stock. None. The only stock I have is what I can control. And they walk around on four legs and they're black. I have black Angus cows. I had a few red ones, too. I had a few red Angus cows, but I don't know how they showed up. But, yeah, I don't own paper investments. And it's not even a paper investment anymore. What it is, it's a conceptual investment. And I will not allow the Finelli family to be fleeced by the accountants. And the accountants are popping up everywhere. Lying, cheating, misrepresenting. And companies that are run by accountants, I don't want to be any part of.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I guess the bottom line is pretty simple. You can't trust very many people, okay? And in the opening of this broadcast, I talked about one of my friends who's a broadcaster, and he trusted another radio broadcaster to be a guest host for him. And the guest host usurped authority and changed the intro music and, in effect, looked like he tried to steal the show. A breach of ethics, a lapse of judgment, an outrage. And so that guest host got fired. Accountants lie with numbers. And how about this? Who would build a product that they know would fail? And they know when it would fail. Well, Volvo. Volvo built great automobiles. They weren't the, overall, they weren't always the best looking. They weren't the ones with the greatest fuel economy. But a Volvo was a solid 9. If you look at the appearance of it, if you look at the comfort of it, if you look at the safety of it, if you look at the engineering, it used to be a solid 9 all the way across, any way you looked at it, a great value. Well, they made a change, and they decided that they would create wiring harnesses. They would put insulation on the wires that would disintegrate all by itself. So you'd have a bundle of wires, the insulation would just flake off. You could just rub the wire between your fingers gently, and the insulation would fail. And two adjoining wires and maybe a bundle of 2, 5, 10, 20 wires, 50 wires, they would short, and the car would not run. And how much does it cost to replace a wiring harness? Oh, it's a huge job. Everything's connected with wires, from the taillights to the headlights and everything in between. And engine management systems, gauges, lights, idiot lights, the alternator. I mean, everything. So what happened? Well, people got sick of it. Volvo got sold to Ford. Ford couldn't handle it. Sold it to the Chinese. Volvo is now a Chinese car. I'm not kidding. BMW. They decided, heck, we don't need no metal in our cooling system. We'll go with plastic. So they have these flimsy plastic O-ring sealed tubes that pass the coolant at 207 degrees. That's what the thermostat in the BMW operates, 207 degrees. The parts get so hot and they get brittle and they crack. What cracks? Well, the coolant recovery tank. These hoses with these flimsy wires that hold these coolant flow tubes together just slip off. The cars overheat. What happens when the car overheats? The head warps. The engine's now past the point where it's economically viable to fix the engine because the cylinder head warped, which means you have to take the engine apart, you have to take the head off, you have to have the head milled, and you have to put it all back together. Thousands of dollars. So when that happens, people junk their cars. BMWs. How do I know? I've worked on three of them in the last 2 months. Every single one of them had a defective, failed coolant tank. They all overheated. All three of them overheated. If you go to rockauto.com and you look up, 2000 BMW 528i, and you look up the cooling system, they have bold areas of parts that are really popular, like oil filters would be a popular item for a car. Well, on a BMW, the coolant recovery tank is a popular item. Now, think about that. How many have ever been replaced on a Chevrolet? You never hear of it. Because although Chevrolet's made a lot of mistakes, they haven't made that one yet. So, do I trust big companies? No. And you mentioned Microsoft. When you talk about Microsoft being involved in rigging elections or allegedly rigging elections, we're talking about treason. The minimum penalty for treason is 5 years in the clink. The maximum is death. And what I want to know is if our elections are being rigged by high-tech corporations, I want to know why charges of treason have not been levied. And I want to know why heads haven't rolled. When I say heads haven't been rolled, that's what happens at the guillotine.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a tsunami warning has been issued after a magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck close to the coast of Japan about 90 minutes ago. That quake was centered about 30 miles southwest of the city of Sakata. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The country's meteorological agency, though, issuing that warning for a possible tsunami along the northwest coast of the main island of Honshu. President Trump formally begins his re-election campaign with a big rally in Orlando tonight at the Amway Center. Police in Orlando bracing for large crowds as some people started lining up for seats last night.
It's part of the process if you're going to be first in line.
The president tweeting that there were at least 100,000 requests for tickets, although the Amway Center, where this is going to be held, only seats 20,000. And this is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just to put an exclamation point on what Rich Sheehan's talking about. We can't trust any big company, and I don't. I don't trust a single large corporation, not one. So, in 1998, this company called Waste Management, they reported $1.7 billion in fake earnings. Enron, in 2001. The shareholders lost $74 billion. Hard to believe, right? So, thousands of employees and investors lost their retirement accounts, and many lost their jobs. WorldCom, the company is now MCI. They inflated their assets by $11 billion. 30,000 people lost their jobs. Investors lost $180 billion. Tyco in 2002. That's a New Jersey-based blue-chip security systems company. The CEO and the CFO would be chief financial officer. Like that would be the head bean counter, the head accountant at the company, at the corporation. Stole $150 million and inflated the company income by $500 million. HealthSouth. HealthSouth is a company that would rehab people. So if you're injured and you're released from the hospital and you need to be tuned up through rehabilitation services, HealthSouth was the largest publicly traded healthcare company in the United States. They allegedly inflated their earnings by $1.4 billion, $1.4 billion. Freddie Mac, 2003. $5 billion in earnings were misstated. American Insurance Group, that's AIG, in 2005, an accounting fraud of $3.9 billion was alleged. Bid rigging and stock price manipulation. Lehman Brothers, 2008, they hid over $50 billion in loans disguised as sales. Now, we are talking about some of the biggest names in corporate history, and these are massive, massive scandals. Then you've got Bernie Madoff in 2008. He fleeced investors out of $65 billion in the largest Ponzi scheme ever. That's just a few. Rich Sheehan, I am not willing to trust any large corporation, period, for anything.
Well, of course.
And it's not like my mom said, hey, Vinny, listen, don't trust corporations. Or my dad said, Vinny, don't trust corporations. I learned these things on my own. One last story, Rich, and then I'll sit back and lower my blood pressure. So when I worked for a Fortune 100 company, I would read the Wall Street Journal during my lunch hour, and I'd play the penny stock market, and I'd buy stock. And my salesman from Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner and Smith, would call me up and say, hey, Vinny, got a great stock tip for you. This oil company is going to go big, 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 big. Buy it now. Buy it now. It's going to go big. And I'd say, well, I don't know anything about it. I need to read about it. Sure enough, that day it would go big. The next day, it would collapse. And I believe what happened, and I mentioned this to an insider, I said, I believe what happened is that the field offices of the investment bank, Merrill Lynch, would get a post in the morning. Okay, all y'all, we're going to sell this oil company. You're going to sell it big. Pump it up, pump it up, pump it up. We already got our position in there. So if you want to get yours, get in before you call your customers. Drive the price up because tomorrow it's going to collapse because we're going to sell our big position. I think that's what happened. And I mentioned that to Bob Chapman, the great Bob Chapman. I said, Bob, what do you think? He said, absolutely. Absolutely, you're right. So I don't trust any accounting firm. I don't trust any corporation to do anything, especially for the little people. So I'm going to sit back and relax.
Okay. All right. I'll get your blood pressure up just by saying a few things. But it's true. It's not just the accountants. It's the economists. It's the scientists. They're all rigged. All the numbers are rigged. Everybody's bought and paid for. It's basically swaying public opinion by the mainstream media that's controlled by five or six companies. It's holding on to the narrative, the memes, talking points, microphone, et cetera. And it's creating forced obsolescence to move an economy. And when you look at some of the rigged numbers that they use for so-called GDP growth, just think about, I'm going to use the word stupid here, okay? And I know I've talked about this in great detail and specificity. I'm going to mention a few things over a few seconds that I've talked about for over hours over the years. But look at some of the calculations and unit of measures that have changed. And look at things like GDP. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 to $5 of debt increase for $1 of growth. Now, do you think for the bottom 93% that is a valid, legitimate, credible unit of measure? Hell no. It's to transfer money from the little people to the elite. How about unemployment? How can you say we have less than 4% unemployment when there's 100 million people unemployed? And people who are getting jobs and keeping jobs has nothing to do with hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. In fact, I will say this comment, maybe has a little bit to do with it, but I will say this. In the history of America, when our country really was great, that Donald Trump is trying to get great again, hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications have never meant so little as they do today compared to hiring somebody because of some political correctness, what group they come from. There's absolutely no way group identity politics is going to make America successful. It's forced and invited U.S. companies to go abroad where you can't even tell a joke in the hallway without sensitivity training and attorneys and human resources coming out of the woodwork. So you give someone a job with less proven results and less qualifications where you don't have restitution, rights, protection under the law. Basically, that shows that the people in the hierarchy are bought and paid for. This is eliminated opportunity and given opportunity for people who choose to play the victim group status card because they feel entitled to ask to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. While at the same time, those dumb people really think that the elite are trying to help them while they're bringing in robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence to take their job. While the elite use Keynesian economics, the when in doubt, inflate routine, while the elite eliminate mentor-protege relationships, kicking fathers out of the home so there's no discipline or tough love, to foment hate and divide and conquer strategies, while the middle class is literally being sacrificed and eliminated right in front of our eyes. Folks, this is why I talk about economics 101. Is so people will be curious enough to read up on the things that we talk about. So you can realize how the wool is being pulled over your eyes under the guise of, oh, this is better for you and for the common good. It's just the opposite. It's just like the central bank system. Their job is to save the banks, save the stock market and Wall Street, and maintain the status quo. And as they do this, they're not just maintaining the status quo. They are fortifying a caste system, which means that you will always be as poor as you are. And when you look at the units of measures of despair, which we've talked about in great detail, drug use, suicides, obesity, so many things, we're going in the wrong direction. And that's what this show is about, is to stick up for the little guy, because the little guy has no restitution under the law. I tried to contact 30 attorneys. Not one. I could not hire one because they told me as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, I had no group self-pity points. Does that sound like America, the land of the free and the home of the brave to you? Does that sound like the land of opportunity to you? And we have to say these things because no one sticks up for us. We have no rule of law in America. We have rule of group. And this is why I need to mention the three criteria about standing for principle. Some of you might not like it, but this is what we need if we want to be successful and have any ounce of prosperity and control of our own destiny, even a little bit. And that is three criteria. First is the same rules, laws, and accountability. And I hear people talking about all these subsets. Oh, ethics, morals, values, and policies, and, you know, accountability. Who knows how many thousands of definitions that has? It means nothing because it's totally different for what group you're in based on skin pigmentation, based on gender, or whatever gender you identify as. What sexual orientation? What religion? They're even trying to divide generations. And I've brought that to light many years ago. Second is truth. Why would you listen to this program? Why would you go to college? Why would you listen to any program if all our intentions were to entertain you and blow smoke up your ass? What is the purpose of going to college, going to school, going to public school? As you can see, the light at the end of the tunnel is getting more and more dim. And of course, third might be the most important criteria about standing for principle. If someone else has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, and that is race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, the whole works, then you get to do it too. And if you don't like that, then let's create, practice what you preach, laws. Folks, aren't you tired of being told what to do, what to say, how to think, who to do it with, what time to do it, where to be, where to live, how to, everything, by people who are literally bought and paid for, who are telling you what to do and how to live, but they're not doing it themselves. Like all these greenies, all these elitists who fly around in jets all the time, often private jets, and they talk about greenhouse gases, carbon footprints. You know, I live off-grid here. My carbon footprint is probably one-tenth of what the average American is. And these super elite who tell you how to live, their carbon footprint is probably 10 million times what you listeners do on a daily basis. We'll be right back after the break.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
On Friday, I plan to talk about some of the tips from my book, How to Do Things the Way I Do Them. And if you'd like to share some of your tips, things that you've learned in your life, you'd like to be on the air, you give us a call on Friday. I'll give out that number on Friday. If you're an instructor and you want to share yours, give me a call. All the instructors have my phone number, so you can call me and let me know if you want to join me for an hour or two on Friday. That's this Friday. Rich Sheehan, please continue.
Well, I couldn't go on this track for many hours, Vince, but we've really been lied to, the people, the U.S. workforce. The U.S. economy is designed for the very elite, and that's why I talk about economic 101, so people can understand what's going on, so they have a chance to create dialogue, to talk about this, to wake people up and to possibly change some things. We have companies that have literally sold out the American people with technology, and they reap the economic benefits from it. We have technology that's purging data, book burning, that have basically the treasonous class, treason, racketeering, censoring speech, rights, freedoms, justice, espionage, they're basically buying so many people and too many things. So we have a very
small hold on one second. Rich, hold on one second. You said book burning. Here's an example of that. You hit one of my buttons. So the public libraries go out, and they buy hardcover books. And they have what's called library bindings. Library bindings are extra heavy-duty bindings. So they cost more than just a regular hardcover book that, we might buy. Okay? So what do the libraries do with these books? They decide that, we're going to sell them. And they sell them for 25 cents. They have these book sell-a-thons, annually, and they dump books. They dump perfectly good books. They stamp them with two words, library discard. And they stamp them on the inside. They stamp them on the side of the book where you can see the edge of all the pages. They stamp them with these rubber stamps, library discard. So everybody knows that you don't have a stolen book. You bought one from the library. They discarded it, but they charged 25 cents for it. But it probably cost 20 bucks, or 30, or 40, or 50. That's book burning to me. And in England, when there was a fuel shortage and energy prices went way up just a few years ago, people were burning books for heat. Heck, you could buy a book for a quarter, or you could buy some wood for 50 cents. Hey, let's use the books. That's what happened. You hit the nail right on the head when you talked about book burning. I just wanted to make sure that we gave a concrete example of what book burning is. Please continue.
Well, we have the treasonous class that have bought and paid for certain government officials, mainstream media, academia, and this has created a rigged system. It's turned the little people into a caste system. And this whole system invests in certain markets, and whether it be equities or whatever, and widens the wealth inequality. And, you know, I've done shows, Vince, as you know, and I haven't done it in a long time. Maybe I should, next time I get the chance to monologue, when you have things to do, maybe I should talk about ideas and solutions. I know I've done plenty of shows just on that. They're very politically incorrect, but I get good feedback. One example is citizen review boards, overseeing everything, public forums everywhere. See, if President Trump would take some of the suggestions that we give, just like when I talked about today, you know, instead of trying to fight the end of an economic cycle, if we would admit to a deflationary, stagflationary environment, which we are in, instead of manufacturing inflation and literally getting the long end of the yield curve down so all the little people who have debt, and especially leverage from corporate America, can refinance this. And, of course, like I mentioned, there's got to be restrictions. I shortcut a lot of things because I just don't have the time to go into huge detail because there just isn't. I can discuss what I talked about today for probably five shows, and there just isn't enough time. So I shortcut a lot of things. But I try to do it in the context that makes the message deliverable, but mostly gives a benefit and relief to the little people who has no representation for anything in this country anymore, depending on what group you come from, of course. Vince?
Okay, the salient point is citizen review boards. Class, you need to sit in on all kinds of meetings. You need to go to school board meetings and just watch and start asking questions. You need to go to court and just be a court watcher and watch what happens. You won't believe it. You won't believe it when the judge says, Joe, you've been here 27 times for driving without a license. What are we going to do with you? It doesn't seem to work when we lock you up. We don't know what to do. You'll see those kinds of things over and over.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.